the timing of it all was spooky, possibly Jungian. I had to check with my wife about that to make sure that was a correct idea. But it was something I was trying. I was basically trying to write a book that I was going to publish myself, and it would have been an absolute mess, and I would have got everything wrong, and it would have been a disaster. And it was just this fluke chance that I came across Unbound at exactly the right time, just as I was getting towards the end of writing the book, and meeting the Unbound people was a joy. And I didn't think it would work, and I thought, nobody will do this. You know, about eight people will go, yeah, I'll give you £10 for it. And then that would be it, and then it would just go. And it was just amazing that it kept going, and it kept growing, and it's happened. And I had not seen the book till I walked in here this evening, and it was... I have signed quite a big pile before you all got here. So that hand's a little bit numb now. But it was such a thrill to do. I mean, I am very nervous about it, I think more than normal, because... I don't know, I'm just worried that you won't like it. You know, it's a pathetic, childish response, but I'm really hoping you are. And I think that I've had some sort of clues that there is something in the book that is right, that I've got the guts of it are right. If the details might be a bit wibbly-wobbly, the guts of it are right. The notion that we can live in a civilised society without screwing up the planet is the kind of base notion of it, that it isn't that we have to go back to being medieval peasants in a post-apocalyptic nightmare world, that we could actually make the world better. And it was that jump, that kind of, in a sense, it's a leap of faith. It was going, hang on, this could work. And that has partly come out of all the other work I'm doing. I have met and talked to scientists that have got weird stuff that's just being developed that already exists. There's nothing in News from Gardenia that doesn't technically already exist in some form. So I didn't come up with hoobly juice. that when you drink it, you live forever and your penis grows even bigger. You know, that's my next book.
No pictures.
I wasn't going to swear. I haven't sworn. I was determined not to swear. I've said penis and my
you
daughter's
said
in the room.
Yes.
I'll explain later, darling. But I'm hoping that. Well, and I'm sure you'll tell me, and I'd love you to tell me. I mean, if you want to say, you know, this is the biggest load of old dross I've ever read, then please do, and I'll have to take it. But I'm hoping that it will have that effect, that it will show that people, that there is another way. And I think there is something in the zeitgeist, particularly from America, it has to be said, of doom. You know, that we're everything's screwed. We're screwed, man. There's nothing we can do. The oil runs out. Let's tool up and get out there and kill some people. You know, like, well, maybe not.
That could be a good book, actually.
Yeah, so you've done that. So I'm hoping that you enjoy it. I hope it works. I'm thrilled a bit with it. It is very exciting now to see what happens with it, whether it catches on and goes further. Who knows? I don't know. But I'm really, really grateful to you for you know, jumping up and doing that, because I think if it was some mate of mine that had done it and I saw, you know, and I went to the Unbound page and I was like, oh, I'll give him a tenner, you know, I'll risk it. Something, you know, like if Stephen Fry was doing it, okay, oh yeah, he might be quite good, I'll give him £10. So for you guys who've kind of gone out, why not? I'll go out and see what it's like and try it out. And because it is an unknown, I mean, it could almost be called unknown.co.uk. I mean, who knows?
You've just destroyed his business model.
That name was taken, I think.
Was it already taken?
We tried.
We did research.
So we get him down.
Actually, we tried bound.co.uk, but that already.
It was a great site.
Yeah. Yeah. With gags as well.
We would have got, my God.
I already subscribed to that one. So, you know, so it is a great opportunity to say thank you, basically, because that's not something you can normally do. I have thanked publishers, but it's a slightly, you know, a bit snidey. Thanks from advance, yeah, whatever. This is a very different feeling, and I'm really pleased it's worked. So thank you very much, and thanks for coming along tonight, and I really hope you enjoy the book.
Hear, hear.
Hooray!
Yeah.